In the book of Titus, chapter 2, beginning in verse 11, Paul says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you." Paul begins talking about the grace of God. The word grace, it basically just means favor. God's done us a big favor. We sometimes say unmerited favor. I mean, it's true, we don't merit it. But really, it's a favor. And we need a favor because we're helpless without God. We're in a predicament. We're in a situation that we can't get out the problem of sin. And God did a great favor in sending Jesus to come and die on the cross that makes redemption possible, that he talks about how he gave himself for us, that he might redeem us, buy us back from under the wages of sin, and purify himself a peculiar people, a special people, his own people, zealous of good works. And so the grace of God has appeared to all men. It's available to all. God's favor is extended to all. Jesus, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden," as we studied here in the adult class there at the end of Matthew chapter 11. But God's grace, it teaches us something. It isn't that, well, we hear about this great story of Jesus dying for us, and, well, okay, I believe that, and that sounds good, and okay, I'm good. No, it teaches us. It is calling upon us to come to him, to turn away from the bad things, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We got to get rid of bad things. Bad things and sinful things only leads to destruction, heartache, and tragedy in our lives. And you don't have to look around. You can just, it's everywhere. Just turn on the news and you see what sin does to people. It's just utter tragedy. And so we need to turn away from that. And as we studied about in the adult class, just like when evil spirits go out, we need to replace something good in. And so God's grace teaches us that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That is, we live soberly. That is, we live with good sense within ourselves, doing good things. Righteously, as we relate to our fellow man, treating them right, living right, and dealing right. And godly, that is, we have great respect for the Lord and to reverence and stand in awe of him in this present world. And then he goes on to say, looking for that blessed hope. And the blessed hope is a home in heaven. And that's the promise of the gospel, that we can be forgiven, we can be reconciled, we can get on the road that leads to heaven, and eternal life is promised us if we will but believe and accept the call of the gospel. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden." And that's what the invitation is all about. And we extend it to each and every one. We're going to be singing this song here, "Is Thy Heart Right with God?" So the question is your heart right with God? If it's not right with God, it can be by stepping out in faith and obedience to the call of the gospel. That is, that we hear the good news about Jesus, we believe that message with our heart, we're willing to repent, willing to confess our faith, and to be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That gets us started in the way. And then to live a life of service, growing in the Lord. Just like we got these little babies, and they're growing. You see them. And just like we came into the world as babies, and then we grew. And so it is spiritually that we grow in Christ Jesus. So the invitation is extended. If you've never obeyed the gospel, you could do that even this evening. And if you're a Christian by the wayside, you can come back through repentance and prayer. We're going to sing this song. We can help you in any way. You come and let us know while together as we stand. And as we